Kafet Regional District, QRD, directors have asked for staff input after hearing a presentation to construct an active transportation corridor from Langdale to Lund. At the February 28 committee of the whole meeting, directors heard from Sunshine Coast Tourism, SCT, Executive Director Annie Wise, and Connect the Coast Project Consultant Gavin Davidson from GJD Planning Plus Design, both of whom provided an overview of the project. The presenters were seeking support in principle for the Connect the Coast active transportation route. Davidson said he was providing a summary of the findings for Connect the Coast for an all ages and abilities active transportation route spanning the entire Sunshine Coast. Wise said the consultant has recommended construction of a paved, all ages active transportation facility that is protected from motor vehicle traffic. She alluded to the corridor that has been constructed between Tofino and Ucluelet. We believe it would provide a number of options for residents and visitors alike, said Wise. Active transportation options can reduce greenhouse gas emissions, it can enhance health and safety outcomes, and generate revenues through tourism. Davidson said because the study area is vast and has varying conditions, it was broken down into 20 separate segments that could be constructed over time. He said each segment was prioritized based on an analysis of costs and benefits. Costs examined included capital costs, projected private property impacts and alignment with provincial capital funding criteria. The area from Saltery Bay to Lund was broken into 11 segments, said Davidson. For each segment through this area, we are proposing a 3-meter-wide, two-way, multi-use path on Highway 101. According to a PowerPoint presentation, cost is approximately $4 million per kilometer, or $232 million from Saltery Bay to Lund, which would leave $58 to $87 million for local and regional governments to pay. This is certainly a lot of money, but if we look other recent examples like Tofino and Central Valley Greenway, which is a 25-kilometer path through Metro Vancouver, the province and the federal government picked up about a third of the capital costs each, leaving the regional and local governments to cover approximately one-third of the costs, or between $1 and $1.5 million per kilometer. It's obviously much less of a hit for the local taxpayers. City of Powell River Director George Doubt made a motion that the committee recommend the regional board directs staff to write a report on the second paragraph of the Sunshine Coast Tourism request. The paragraph reads, as Sunshine Coast Tourism has initiated the Connect the Coast project with the commissioning of a preliminary design report, we recognize that the subsequent phases, including detailed planning, funding, community engagement, and construction, exceed our capacity and authority. Thus, we respectfully urge Kafet Regional District to consider not just endorsing this project in principle but to actively participate in its realization. This involves integrating the project into the district's strategic planning and capital projects. Your support signifies a collaborative commitment to ensuring the project's success, embodying a shared vision for sustainable development and community well-being. The motion carried. Doubt then made a motion that the committee recommends to the board that Kafet Regional District endorses in principle this project, recognizing its alignment with regional development goals and potential to significantly benefit the multi-communities. City Director Cindy Elliott made a subsidiary motion that the motion regarding endorsing in principle be referred to staff to attach to their staff report. The motion carried. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.